Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Amanda Novotny.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter Pawcast. It's the podcast with news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. On this edition of the Pawcast, we'll go in-depth about the shelter's innovative foster programs and the volunteers who make it all happen. Amanda's going to give us some numbers on just how many new foster volunteers there are and what drives people to want to open their home to a shelter animal, or sometimes even a whole litter. We're going to talk about what kinds of animals go to foster homes, what training the shelter provides to prepare foster volunteers for their four-legged charges, and what those foster families do to help the shelter animals find homes. Finally, we'll talk a little bit about Stormy, a very special dog who needs a special home. But first, we got to say welcome back to Amanda, our official now co-host when Kristen is not here.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Thank you.
You've been on before when Kristen has scheduling issues or problems or whatever. We call in Amanda, and I know you gave Kristen a run for her money the last time as co-host, so we're looking forward to chatting with you again today about the foster program in particular, which is kind of your area. A lot to talk about there, but some specific kind of topics or questions we want to get to today.
Right.
So I guess a good basic question to start with is when we're talking about foster, are there certain animals that really need to go to foster or that's good for them to go? I guess what animals need to go to foster?
That is a very good question. So the animals who need to go to foster are the ones who just need that little bit of extra TLC and some time away from the shelter. So animals recovering from surgery, sick animals, underage animals like puppies and kittens, that's everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
Pregnant animals. Sometimes we get pregnant animals in. And then there's those animals who just need a break. So we actually, I have a couple examples. So we had one cat named Magoo who needed to recover from having an eye removed.
Oh, gosh.
So we had to go just kind of get some rest and relaxation in a foster home.
Avoid the hub and bub of the shelter.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Exactly.
All right. But on the flip side, there is importance of some animals actually staying in the shelter?
Yes. So if we have, an 8-week-old puppy who's ready to be adopted, then he needs to be at the shelter because these healthy, of-age animals who are ready to go to their new homes get the most exposure to potential adopters by being in the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of traffic, a lot of people who come through looking for their new family member. And if an animal is ready to be adopted, then that's their best shot at finding a home, is actually being in the shelter.
Hmm. Okay. So now, when a couple of the examples you gave kind of sound like maybe planned events or kind of things you can anticipate coming up. Are there maybe some situations that come up that are kind of urgent, very quick kind of things that might be a foster situation?
Yeah, so especially in the spring and summer months, we have residents who might find a kitten or two, and these kittens might be nursing still.
Okay.
So these bottle babies or neonatal kittens are high priority cases. As soon as they come in the door, I'm on the phone calling fosters who I know have experience with neonatal kittens to come and get them out of the shelter as soon as possible. Especially kittens, they need to be fed every 2 to 4 hours, so it's very time and labor intensive.
Right.
And I want to get them into the capable hands of all my fosters so they don't have to sit in the shelter.
Sure. You mentioned spring and summer. Are there challenges during the winter? We're obviously recording this in December during the holiday time of 2014. Are there kind of situations that you've had experience with or we're seeing now or that could happen in this time of year?
The spring is really kind of the season where we're prepared for a lot of underage kittens.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, is a great time to get the animals out into homes for just short breaks.
Mm.
So we have many adult cats who just kind of get tired of life in the shelter.
Mm.
They might get a little bit grumpy about it. So we like to get them out to a foster home for a break.
Mm.
And that's kind of a year-round thing. But winter is a little bit slower, so it's nice to kind of focus on the animals who need just a little bit of a break from the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs,
okay.
too. We send dogs out for breaks as well.
Okay. don't discriminate.
No. Nope.
All right. So we are specifically talking about the foster program with Amanda Novotny, and that's your program, the foster program at the animal shelter.
Yep.
And you've talked about the benefits and the need to send, you know, cats and dogs and other animals to these foster homes. But that means you need homes to send them to. So that means you need volunteers.
Exactly.
So you know, I know you'll talk about the importance of it, but I guess maybe a process question. You know, you want them. I think folks can understand the need to volunteer and that kind of thing. But is there kind of a step-by-step we have to kind of go through to match that up?
Yeah, so unfortunately, you can't just walk in off the street and take an animal home.
Right.
We just want to make sure that all of our foster homes are prepared for and trained for the type of animals that they want to take home, because some of these animals do need some specialized training. Mm-hmm. So the process is pretty easy. It's pretty quick. You can apply online. So our website is fairfaxcounty.gov/animal shelter. There's the application online. So after you apply, we'll send you an email about the next foster orientation. So you come to the shelter, hang out with us for about an hour and a half. We'll talk about all the programs, give you a tour of the shelter, get to meet some staff. That's pretty fun. After the orientation, if you want to foster dogs, if dogs and puppies are your thing, then there is a safe dog handling class.
Okay.
We just go over the basics of getting the dogs out of the kennels, fitting them with a harness, some leash walking skills.
Gotcha.
And then after that, you are good to go for dogs. Right after the foster orientation, you're actually good to take adult cats home as well. So that's even faster.
Okay.
If there are other super specialized animals, like those neonatal kittens,
then
there'll be other trainings for those guys.
Now, is there one need more than the other? In other words, is it like dogs that seem to need more foster opportunities, or is it cats, or is it just kind of all over the place?
It really depends on the day, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
But we always need adult cat fosters.
Huh.
So kittens are easy. Dogs, you know, we take them out for weekend breaks and all that. Adult cats need a break of, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So those people that have the space in their home to welcome an adult cat in for, you know, 2 or more weeks is really, really great for the cats.
That was going to be one of the questions I had, is how long is the expectation on me if I take an animal that I'm going to foster? And so are we looking at a minimum of 2 weeks, or it could be a weekend, or are there animal dependent, I guess?
It's animal dependent. You're exactly right. So we have foster opportunities from as little as an hour. So we do a power hour program. And then we have some animals that need longer. So the adult cats, I like to get them out for 2 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Some animals who are receiving medical treatment might need to stay out longer.
Oh, yeah.
We just had a dachshund who was heartworm positive, and she was in an awesome foster home for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
So it really depends on the animal's needs. But we lay all of that out right from the start, so foster homes know what they're getting into.
Right.
And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Right.
And there's always going to be more animals who need a break.
Okay. You went through the training. Are there, like, you know, air quotes, recertifications every year or something like that? Is it, or once you have the trainings that you've outlined, you're good to go? Are there any refreshers or that kind of thing?
You're pretty much good to go. We're always trying to think of new kind of training things for our volunteers and fosters, just to keep things fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So we recently started offering a clicker training class.
I'm sorry, a clicker?
Clicker training.
Okay.
Yep. So it's positive reinforcement for dogs. They do a good behavior. You make a noise with this clicker and give them a treat.
Oh.
So that's how it helps them learn a little bit better.
I shake the container that has the treats, and my dogs come running. They know that sound. So.
That works too.
Okay.
So we're always kind of thinking of new things and offering these trainings. But hopefully people will get on board, take the trainings, and just keep fostering animals.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, I think there's several different types of foster programs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like a foster program. It's like different levels or opportunities. Are there more popular ones within the foster program? Are there innovative things you guys are doing? Kind of talk about it, a little bit about that.
Yeah, so they all fall under the foster program umbrella, but there are some individual programs that have, they're very popular and gotten a lot of attention.
Okay.
So one of those is our weekend dog foster program.
Okay.
So we're closed on Sundays and Mondays at the shelter, which means that's 2 days where the dogs just are hanging out. We do have volunteers come in and walk them.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to get all of the dogs out to foster homes on Saturday evening.
Oh, okay.
So Saturday is my busiest day of the week.
Okay.
Around about the time we close, I have a bunch of fosterers coming in, picking up dogs, and taking them home for the weekend.
Okay.
So instead of sitting in the shelter, they get to sit on a couch.
Right. So is a weekend for the weekend for that program, is it Saturday night, Sunday, Monday?
Mm-hmm.
And bring back Tuesday, or
people can bring them back on Monday if that works, or on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
I always say bring them back before we open at noon on Tuesday.
Okay. So an extended kind of weekend, or a different weekend when you normally think Saturday, Sunday. So.
Yep. Okay. A little bit altered. We also have the Power Hour program, which
mentioned
I mentioned.
That. Yeah.
So you take all the trainings and all of that, come to the orientation, but then you can check out a dog for an hour. So schedule a time with me. You come in, take a dog out, take him for a walk, get him some frozen yogurt, see some sights, and then bring him back after an hour. So that's very fun as well.
Okay. And that doesn't have to be a regular kind of thing. And it's not like, you know, every Wednesday I want to come in for my power hour. Maybe it could be if I get trained and everything and, you know, I have a really bad day at work and I'm like, I really need a companion for an hour. I can call and do that kind of thing. Is that the way it works?
Yep, pretty much. You don't have to do it on a set schedule. Okay. If this Monday works for you, cool. And then 3 weeks later you want to do a Thursday, that's fine.
Awesome.
Just talk to me and let me know.
Okay. Anything else along the line of the foster programs or fostering animals? Anything I haven't asked you that you want to touch on before we move on to another area of the show?
Well, if anyone's interested in fostering, especially those adult cats, or if you want to get on board now for the upcoming kitten season, please do visit our website and apply, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay. Yeah, that does leave me a question. How long is the process? I think you've got a foster orientation coming up in January.
Yep.
So if somebody was interested and they kind of started and they go through the orientation, is it orientation dependent? So in other words, if they called now, it'd be, you know, depending on when they're hearing the show, anywhere from 6 weeks to 2 weeks, 1 week, that kind of thing. Once they go through the orientation and training, then they're good to go. So then how often are the orientations offered, I guess?
We try to have the orientations at least every other month.
Okay.
We often do a lot of other fun programs, so our schedule gets busy, but we do try to have them once every other month. Perhaps we're going to have them more in the future, but for now, the next one's going to be in late January. I don't have a date yet. All I have is the time of the month.
Right.
So late January for the next one, and then we'll see.
Okay. But if you're listening to the podcast right now and you're interested in being a foster, how can they contact you? And hopefully we'll have so many folks contacting you that you'll have to go to offering orientations monthly.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So just visit our website and click on the foster link, and my information is there. You can just apply as well, and then I'll get your information and be in touch.
Okay. And the website address again is?
fairfaxcounty.gov/animal shelter.
All right. Amanda Novotny with us talking about the foster program, a great service that the animal shelter is providing, and a great way that you can get involved and kind of volunteer your time on whatever scale is available to you. And we always have a featured pet here on the podcast, and we're going to talk a little bit about Stormy. In the intro, it said, Amanda, that it was a special dog who needs a special home. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Stormy is a very special dog. So he is about 5 years old. He is a pit bull mix. He's brindle, which is beautiful black and brown stripy pattern.
Mm.
He's very short and stout. Mm. Someone, I think, maybe tried to crop his ears and didn't do a great job. So he looks a little bit tough, but he has a heart of gold.
Mm.
Also, this dog is especially special because he is blind.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So the reason that he came to us was because I guess he recently started becoming blind, and his owner just didn't feel like he had the resources to care for this dog anymore.
Right.
So Stormy is in our care now, and he's looking for a new home. Mm-hmm. He's a sweet guy. He needs, you know, a little bit of extra hand-holding or paw-holding, but he's a sweet dog, and he just loves people. So we're hoping to find a good home for him.
Okay. Well, and we've had great success here on the podcast in the past with you folks out there listening, jumping on the featured pet of the week. So here we're in the holiday season, recording this in late December of 2014. So think about Stormy when you're looking for that special animal to add to your home and to your family. Wrapping it up here on the podcast this week, a lot of good stuff we talked about with the fostering program, et cetera. Busy time of the year for the animal shelter. Anything else you want to add about a lot of the different programs, things going on, even delivering animals on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day? I think you guys are just doing a lot of stuff. Busy,
yeah.
Busy.
If you want to get involved, visit our website, and please do come and volunteer either in-house or as a foster. That'd be awesome.
Okay, cool deal. That is going to do it for the time that we've got for this edition of the Animal Shelter Pawcast. And as I said, remember, if you want to add a dog, a cat, even a guinea pig or a rabbit or other small animal to your family, please do come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, because your new best friend is waiting for you right there. The shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road, Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m., and again on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter, and be sure to check out the calendar events located on that website. You may also call us at 703-830-1100, extension 2, or email us at fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all your questions answered.
And, of course, the Animal Shelter is on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, so be sure to sign up on all those social networks to stay in touch. And don't forget the television show Tips and Tales that's aired on Channel 16, and get to see a lot of great animals on there as well. Want to thank you for listening to the Animal Shelter Podcast today and all of this year. Look for exciting things to come in 2015. For Amanda and Kristen, who's not with us here, happy holidays, and thanks again for listening to the podcast produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.